Official data released on Friday shows that China's goods trade volume rose 17% to over 20 trillion yuan in the first three quarters of this year. The General Administration of Customs released a statement saying that exports increased to some 12%, while imports surged over 22% from January to September. According to GAC spokesperson Huang Songping, trade with traditional markets witnessed a full recovery, while trade with countries along the Belt and Road is growing rapidly.
前三季度，我国对欧盟、美国和日本进出口。
In the first three quarters, China's trade with the EU, the US and Japan grew by 16%, 19% and 15% respectively, accounting for nearly 37% of total trade volume.In the same period, China's trade with Russia, Poland, and Kazakhstan each grew by 28%, 25%, and 41%.
Huang added that the trade volume for private enterprises also increased, as their combined volume rose nearly 18% compared with the share for the same period of last year. Speaking of the reasons for the sound momentum,The spokesperson attributed to the uplifting world recovery and favorable domestic environment, as well as the rolling out of Belt and Road Initiative, which brings together more than 60 countries in economic, social, and cultural cooperation.
一带一路倡议稳步推进，对外贸。
The Belt and Road Initiative helped push the trade volume.The ongoing implementation of Belt and Road Initiative and international capacity cooperation provides wide space for the continuous growth of China's foreign trade. In the first three quarters, China's trade with countries along the Belt and Road grew by 20%, higher than the average level of 3.5%, marking an outstanding contribution.
When asked about the changes in China's trade in recent years,Huang highlighted the improved structure and growing domestic impetus against the backdrop of the sluggish recovery of the world economy since 2013. In addition, he points out that the Belt and Road also unleashed new power.
2013年以来，一带一路建设从无到有。
In 2013, construction along the Belt and Road started from scratch and kept expanding ever since, injecting new vitality to China's trade development.In 2013 and 2014, China's trade with countries along the Belt and Road remained higher than its average level. Such momentum remained even when China's overall trade level dropped 0.9% in 2016.
Meanwhile, Huang noted that some unfavorable factors, such as an unstable world market, indeed led to a fall of trade volume in the third quarter compared with the second quarter.But he observed that the trade volume will continue to grow in the final quarter and may register double-digit growth in the full year. For CRI, I'm Guan Chao.